The question from the emailer, and I quote, it said, "I have heard a grace pastor teach that it is impossible for a saved person to support the Democratic Party because of their stand on ungodly issues. On the surface, this sounds like salvation by faith with works. I wish that this statement was explained better, if it is true at all." So, saved person, impossible to pull the lever for Hillary. I know we're not supposed to talk about politics or religion in polite society. You know, we've got both. Anybody have any thoughts?
Nothing's impossible.
Nothing's impossible?
I'm learning that more and more all the time.
Is it impossible for a saved person to support the Democratic Party?
No.
That's a grace pastor. Now, let me preface this. I don't know the emailer. I don't know the grace pastor. I don't know who they are. I don't know if the guy heard the preacher say something right, or he heard what he thought he heard, or maybe the pastor was making a joke. I don't know. All I can go by is this is what was emailed to me, so we'll just deal with the words on the page. The first thing that comes to mind is, hey, how are we saved? When we changed party affiliation, right? When we learned that the Republicans weren't just for the rich people, but they were for the church people too, right? No. Ephesians 1:13 lays out how we are saved. Read it backwards. We were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise after we believed what? The gospel of our salvation, which was the word of truth that was preached to us. That gospel, of course, is not it's time to change political parties and start living right. And support Trump, because he's for the church people. I just saw his wife do the Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer, yes.
Praying Israel's kingdom prayer. No, our gospel is that Christ died for our sins. We trust what he did and stop trusting what we do or who we vote for, right?
Amen.
So that's how a soul is saved. So why in the world would you associate a soul's salvation with how you vote?
Ignorance.
Ignorance, okay. What about the concept, what's that?
Wrong division.
Wrong division. This is allegedly a grace pastor, though.
So?
They can't do anything wrong, I hear. Uninformed, yes. Ignorance. Ignorance does not mean you're stupid. It means you don't know things. I am ignorant of how they launched that rocket into space this morning and landed the booster back on the pad straight up and down. I have no idea how they did that. But it doesn't mean I'm stupid. There's other things that make me stupid. Poorly timed amen. But if you're equating this grace pastor, I'm guessing, is equating Democratic Party, the current Democratic Party, with wickedness. We found a marker that's not working. So the question is, can a saved person support a wicked thing? Is that possible? I'm getting a couple of head nods. Yeah, he says it's impossible for a saved person to support the Democratic Party because of their stand on ungodly issues.
And is he saying it's impossible for a saved person to sin?
That's another good question. Is it possible for a saved person to sin? I can find in my Bible saved people supporting some serious wickedness. Does anybody remember 1 Corinthians? Let's look at it here real quick. First Corinthians 5. 5:1. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you. Is that a good thing?
No.
And such, okay, so not just your run-of-the-mill, average fornication. Listen to what's next. And such fornication as it is not so much as named among the Gentiles. Worse than the Romans. Worse than the Greeks. That one should have daddy's wife. Whew. Weird. Freaky. And this is happening within the saints at Corinth. Now, what did the church do about it? Look at verse 2. And ye are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. They're fine with it. Isn't grace wonderful? So here I can find people who Paul calls saved people, saints of God, supporting wickedness. And Paul has to smack them around and straighten them out, but he doesn't say, this proves you are never saved. He says, this proves you guys need some rebuke. But he doesn't say they're not saved. That seems to me a bit bigger of an offense than voting for the wrong political party in an American election. Now, it is true, if we're looking at Democrats and Republicans, there is one party that over the past, about the past 8 years, it's been a pretty precipitous slide to where the Democratic Party seems to be increasingly more hostile to all things biblical, all things traditional, you know, Bible-based. What's that?
They took God out of their platform.
Yes, took God out of their platform. I remember candidate Obama for president affirming that marriage was between one man and one woman. If a person says that today, go on the Huffington Post, you are a hater. You are as bad as wanting segregation in the South again. So in 8 years' time, that's how far that party has come. So they're definitely, out of the two, there's one that's a little bit friendlier and leaves us alone a little bit more. I don't look to the Republicans to solve my problems. But it is true. And it's not impossible to do a sinful thing and a wicked thing and that prove you're not saved. What is Romans 6:1? We talked about in a message before. The problem with people is they read Romans 5 and never read Romans 6. Romans 6:1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? What? Now, the answer to that is God forbid. But flip that coin over, Romans 6:1. What will happen if you will continue in sin? Grace will abound. Your salvation is not because of your behavior. It cannot be taken away from you because of your behavior. That's a hard pill to swallow. I can't say, he's obviously not saved because he did X. I can't do that. I can't see his soul. Now, I can say, that's a terrible thing for a saved person to be doing. That's a horrible witness. That's a waste of grace. Why is he doing that? I can say those things. But I can't say, because so-and-so did X, that proves he's not saved. The Lord knows them that are his, right? We don't like that. Get rid of that guy. He's obviously not one of us. But what about voting Democrat? You know, most people, there are how many millions of people voted Democrat for 50 years, for 60 years, because FDR was a Democrat? Are all those people wicked and sinful? They knew that FDR was the man of the people and he got us through the war and we've always been Democrats and we'll always be Democrats. Are those people wicked? They may be ignorant. They may not be informed. They may be living in the past. But are they openly saying, yes, I want more abortions? No. What about this? What about both of these guys are a product of the devil's sin-cursed course for this world. Are either of those parties ordained by God to do anything? Or is it mostly unsaved, wicked people trying to figure out how to get power and run things? So why would we look to either of them for our salvation and for, oh, they're my hero?
There are pastors who preach that.
I know. There are pastors who preach that. But guess what? What do we have now? We have Republicans in control of the White House, the House of Representatives, and the Senate, right? Guess what's happening? The same amount of abortions are being performed. The same amount of same-sex this and wicked that and all that stuff that you didn't like, that you couldn't stand, all that stuff's still happening. Nothing has changed. It's run by the devil. So why would a pastor, and again, I don't know who the man is or if he said it, I'm going by what I was told. Why would somebody think, because you set your agenda when you come up here. You only got a certain amount of time. What am I going to talk about? This guy allegedly thought the most important thing he needed to talk about that day was making sure people vote for the right party. I would suggest that the man has an icing problem. Icing. I-C-I-N-G. And the first time I heard this taught, I thought by the man that was teaching it, that's a bit harsh. What he said is most people come to grace and they bring all their denominational baggage and they put a little bit of grace frosting on top of that. And that's who they are. I'm thinking, man, you're really harsh, you know, because, you know, everybody comes, they've got all their stuff. It takes a while to unlearn all this stuff. You know, we've got all these things. I didn't realize he was talking about the leadership, the pastors. And over time, the more I run into, the more I talk to them, yeah, there's a lot. There's a big problem out there. Let's draw our cake here. There's our grace. Our grace frosting. If he's a pastor, should he not have learned that his citizenship has changed? Is he primarily a citizen of America, of planet Earth anymore? Heavenly places, right? Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. Do ambassadors work in their home country? They work in somebody else's home country, right? So why then is his biggest deal what's going on in a country that's not his? Again, I get it. One of these is more friendly. But they're both part of the devil's system. But somebody that's so wrapped up in American politics, he's willing to go to his pulpit and put a litmus test on whether or not your soul is saved on who you vote for. That person's got a problem with his priorities, if it's true. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he went to a Trump rally. Maybe the Donald threw his hat to him and shook his... I don't know. Maybe he's on the Trump train and he's just... We're going to make America great again. We're going to get rid of those Democrats. All the saved people are going to rule the world. I don't know. But his priorities, he's got a Colossians 3 problem. Colossians 3:1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are where? Washington. Above. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above. I would submit that somebody hates the Democrats so much they're willing to damn your soul to hell about it, really loves the Republicans. That's a problem. You're not setting your affections above, sir. Now, the emailer finishes up. He says, on the surface, this sounds like salvation by faith with works. I wish this statement was explained better, if it is true at all. I would disagree with the questioner here. What this sounds like to me is straight up rampant Calvinism. Remember the difference between Calvinism and Arminianism? Arminianism is a saved person would never do that. Calvinism says a saved person could never vote Democrat or whatever. So that's Calvinism. And what if the pastor was raised Baptist, Calvinist? What if he was raised 2 Chronicles 7:14, we are, America is God's nation on the planet, And if my people, which are called by my name, and we are a godly nation people, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. What if he had all that, his Calvinism, his 2 Chronicles 7:14, what if he's been taught that America somehow signed a covenant with God? Oh, and if America would just repent, God would pour out his bucket loads of blessings on America again. What if he's got all that under the surface? He's preaching with his grace frosting that you've got all this stuff bubbling up under the surface that he's never dealt with. And he either gets so excited or so angry, now he's putting your soul on the line on whether you vote for the R's or the D's. That's a problem. That's somebody who hasn't thought things through. A saved person could never do this. That's the P in Calvin's tulip. Perseverance of the saints. Grace frosting. So, can a person be saved and vote Democrat? I would say absolutely yes, they can, because your salvation has nothing to do with who you vote for. Your salvation is not proved by your behavior, earned by your behavior. It's got everything to do with your Savior's behavior. Having said that, if this is true from this pastor, he, like I said, he's got a serious priority problem. He's supposed to be seeing souls saved and saints edified, and he's shilling for Trump in the pulpit, maybe? That's a problem. Does anybody have anything else you want to add to that?
No.